In this interview, I got a chance to speak to one of the members of the board of directors for World Dairy Expo, and that's Wallace Behnke. And Wallace, why don't you first, before we talk about Expo itself, give us a little bit of information about yourself and where you're from and how you got involved in this industry.
Well, I'm a dairy farmer, primarily registered Holsteins. I live 20 miles south of Madison at Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Our prefix is Burwall Holsteins. We're into marketing embryos and live cattle if possible, but embryos is our biggest business at the current time. I'm on the World Dairy Expo board as a representative for Wisconsin Holstein Association.
One of the sponsors for World Dairy Diary is the Holstein Association, so we certainly appreciate that support. As a board member, can you describe the experience you've had at this point in terms of your service on the board?
I've been on the board now for 4 years as a representative of Wisconsin Holstein. I don't have any executive duties at this point, but I certainly enjoy getting to know the people and the inner workings of how World Dairy Expo is put together. The dedication that former members and current members through the duration of World Dairy Expo has expired at that point. But it's great. I really enjoy it.
How would you describe the activity so far and all of the preparation in terms of your previous year's experience?
It's gone very well. The international guest list is considerably higher than it has been, and that not only entails going to World Dairy Expo, but all the other businesses and farms and that they visit at this time. And through World Dairy Expo, they kind of coordinate all of those things for not just Expo, but the other businesses and farms. And so it's very good for everybody.
Are there any special challenges for a show like this in today's environment, especially in a global economy? Seeing all the growth in the international visitors shows how that has been increasing. Do you have special challenges that you're facing, and what do you see as you look down the road for World Dairy Expo?
I guess for us being this close to the Canadian border and the border being closed, that is a large challenge then, as far as marketing of animals, live animals, and that embryos and semen seem to be able to move. So, yeah, it's a challenge that way to be able to market with your closest neighbor. And the health issues that we had of a few years ago with the hoof and mouth and those types of things, they seem to have subsided to the point where it's not an issue anymore.
Is there anything else about World Dairy Expo that you'd like them to know as a board member?
Well, I don't think they realize the magnitude of the trade show. For people that have never been here, they just assume it's a cattle show of all breeds, and that's what it is. But it's much, much more than that. And I'm sure that even if they don't have dairy cattle and they're crop farmers or any other type of agricultural thing that they do for a living, they could pick up ideas and maybe even commodities that they could use in their industry if they just come and see it.
Even if none of that was of interest, you can sure eat some good food here at World Dairy.
It's excellent, you bet, and all types, yes.
Well, thank you very much, Wallace Behnke, who is a member of the Board of Directors for World Dairy Expo. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.